This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In recent years, cities in the U.S. have spent about $25 billion to put in streetcar lines, what the urban planners call light rail. The other day, the capital of congestion, the Los Angeles region, got some new light rail stations, which brings to near the stations both opportunities and tension. Lisa Napoli reports.
Now arriving, 26th Street Bergamot Station.
As the Expo line barreled into Santa Monica on its first day, Robert Berman sat in his art gallery, worrying. His is one of 30 galleries in old industrial buildings adjacent to the station. The lease on this arts complex runs out next year, and no one knows what's next.
Right now, we only have 18 or 19 months to go. I can't even plan my shows ahead.
Everyone here in this scrappy arts community knew this wouldn't last forever. The city of Santa Monica bought these 5 acres back in 1989. The galleries were meant to be placeholders until the train rolled in.
This train is now departing. Stand clear. Doors are closing.
Now, that day has come, and Jason Harris of the Santa Monica Economic Development Department is faced with a thorny, unresolved challenge. How to work with the developer to generate more revenue for the city without destroying the arts community.
It's been a huge success, but we are interested in trying to produce additional revenue. We envision the possibility of a small boutique hotel being added to the site and add additional amenities, bar and restaurant services.
Lots of market-rate office space, too. All that means more parking, but where to put it? One thing is certain. The below-market rent paid by galleries only generates $500,000 a year for the city, far below what the land could command.
But at the end of the day, they really care about one thing, and that's money, 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 money.
Berman and others have joined together to appeal to the city. Ditch the developer and let them take charge of the community. But with 45,000 people expected to ride the train each day through this prime parcel just a mile from the beach, the idea of preserving this arts utopia may have left the station.
Please stand clear. The doors are closing.
In Santa Monica, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.